Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Well, if you want to be the hottest person, just be confident in bed. That's all it is. Does not matter what you look like. It is who are as a person.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
It's Friday night.
I'll be Friday, Friday, Friday. What? Again.
You know, it's Friday, and that means it's fun story time, and we're here to tell stories
about sex and relationships.
Yeah,
because we're experts in that field. Oh, clearly,
my God. It's so crazy how
when we do interviews and people are like, "Well, you know, they always want to know about our sex lives."
Like, not as much anymore.
Even now when they ask, and like, do you not listen? Like, I don't think we're really the people to come to for
advice in that area.
I mean, we could give advice. Like,
I guess maybe they think we're doing a good job faking it till we make it.
Or
baby.
We can give advice, but like, not from personal.
Right.
Like, we've been there, just like right now.
I have to tell you something. Oh, it's not that. No, it's not. That sounds crazy. It's not that crazy. It's not crazy at all.
You're like, as of February 1st, I'm a fucking horn dog. Here's what I've been taking, and it's a slippery slide.
I have to tell you that. So I'm watching Love is Blind. If you see on Insta stories, I'm watching, and it is such.
We are watching.
You have to catch up.
She went without me. I was literally, I can't do this without you.
You never told me that.
Well, I just thought if we were started together that we would
go
together.
Oh, I thought we were just going to go.
Well, I thought we had to go together.
I just don't know when there was time to go together. Mm. It's a lot of hours I've watched. I've watched, Olivia's like, how many did you watch at once? Because you've been busy.
I know.
I've been available during the day.
And I think I watched the first season, which is probably years ago.
Yes, they're on season six. Some of them are even married.
I've never
watched the show.
Mm-hmm. But like social media has been pushing it so in our face that it was like, I'm sorry. I said to Kat last week,
why is Love is Blind everywhere? I can't open my...
Because it really is outrageous. It really, truly,
So what I've seen, it's not more outrageous than the other seasons. I just think
this
that...
it gets worse when they go home. So it gets wild, apparently, from what everyone's telling me. When they go home, it becomes like... I don't know if I can
like
spoil
the one
it.
That I told you. How you think he's such a good guy, and you're like, he's just all he wants is a family. And I saw the meme where there's another one. Has that happened yet for you?
No, they're not home yet. I have to like catch up. They're in Dominican Republic right now.
Can you believe those two made it home after what you saw?
No. Well, here's the thing. So I'm watching the show, right? And it's really great to watch with your teenagers because it is so transparent that everyone's like, how do you be good in bed, okay? How do you be good in bed?
Are they starting to sleep together?
No. But the
why?
Well, they just met, and I think that the ones... Here's the thing. The confidence of somebody is so important that when you have two people who are not confident, there's no leaders in the... There's no... It's like the... And that's the problem. They're all kind of fighting over this weird demographic because all of them are insecure.
All of them.
All of them.
Even Clay's partner.
Yes. She aesthetically knows she's hot, but it's like she has to convince him so much. It's like a front rather than...
Because her first thing was, I'm a dancer, and basically in more or less, like, I got a hot body and I'm a dancer and guys love that.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to just like me for that.
Exactly. But that's her ammo. So it's sort of like she wants to, she's a facade. But she can't just be.
So
she's
funny.
She's very strong. I'm not saying she's very strong. She's beautiful. I like her.
Oh, she
knows. I just think that she. They all say I just keep picking the same guy. I'm like, you did it again.
Really?
Yeah, you did it again. Where it's she's like, I get
even
cheated.
Her with Clay.
Yeah, she did it again. She picked Clay. Clay is a disaster. So
he was not a disaster when I left you yesterday.
Disaster. He is a total disaster.
Remember when he didn't know what a wedding ring was?
And then he goes on to tell her, if you get pregnant, you're going to the gym every day and I'm going to watch you go to the gym every day and you're not going to gain weight. Like, you better like keep.
You know what's so weird about that? It's like, I feel like in some people's relationships, whether they're insecure or not, it's like there are some places where women kind of like would almost like to hear that.
Oh, that's a whole new TikTok trend, by the way. This whole like back to the pleasing my man trend. But I was just watching and I'm like, if all of them just walked in so internally confident. You can be hot and not confident. You can be beautiful, not confident. Well, you can be not standardly beautiful and be confident. You can be like, I just was watching. I'm like, I said to Olivia, I actually extracted someone in her world who is like, I'm like, it's like this person. All of those people are like this one person that you know. And she's like, oh my God. Because in their minds, the confidence that they see of this one person who's kind of the queen bee is actually what these people are all pretending to be. And so like, and it's so.
The only reason you'd ever feel the need to like project like that is because on the inside, you're still trying to convince people that you're the queen bee and you just not are. When someone is just, what about the blonde girl? Is there something wrong with her now?
She's just a piranha and like, needs someone to fit into her mold. Like the first thing she met, she's like, that's a gross shirt. I don't do this. You need to do this.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Sort of like, dude, you just met this guy. He is a doofus. He's a total doofus. But again, I'm like,
and he goes and cheats on her.
You're engaged. Like,
engaged. Have you ever seen the movie? Someone recommended it to me recently. It's called No Hard Feelings. Speaking of sex.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so basically it is from a while ago, but it's with J-Law, is what they call her, Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that Taylor didn't know who this person was.
Yeah, for sure.
She's like, oh my God, she's so pretty. I'm like, yes, she's so pretty. Apparently, like, and I didn't remember this, but somebody had naked pictures of J-Law and was either blackmailing her for them. And this was right before this movie. So in this movie, she wanted control of her nakedness. So she went full naked. Like really, there's a really, really naked scene. And it really is her.
Okay.
I think. And so that part of the movie was her to take control back of her nudity herself. Like, you're not going to release my pictures. I'm going to release it to the world first. But it's totally about this little guy who's like really insecure and really nerdy. And
Her parents, his parents hire her to date him and give him some confidence and some swag before he goes off to Princeton. And he's like,
normal.
Really awkward. Not normal.
So normal. Anyways, I'm going to hire someone to give you confidence. That's not going to work either.
Well,
he
ended up finding out later when he put back all the pieces that his parents were constantly doing things to make it so he didn't have to face things. Right? So like,
they were snowplow parents.
Exact snowplow parents. Which in
so
the end.
So led him to being bad in bed.
Yes. So it was just so funny because by her just like validating the person, his parents were like, he's a really good kid. It's just, he won't even go anywhere doing anything. Because there was a rumor that went out when he was younger and he couldn't get over it. And he lost all his confidence. And it was just so crazy.
From one rumor?
A rumor that he slept with his parents.
I mean, if you were confident, you'd be like, idiot.
Well, he was very young at the time. When it was his first sleepover.
Then why weren't they in jail?
No, they're like, you know, at school, they're like, oh, he still sleeps with his parents. And
he had sex with his parents.
And then they were like, he sleeps in bed with his parents because he had a sleepover. And then they were like, oh, he sleeps with his parents. So it ruined him. So he had to switch schools. And then he just was so afraid it would happen again. So if he didn't put himself out there, then no one could make fun of him. He's one of those big like nerds who was like, I don't want to be anywhere so nobody can make fun of me. But she starts validating that he's really special and he's really smart. He's really talented. And all of a sudden, I swear, he goes from like the most awkward, nerdy, like whatever, to literally see his confidence raise. And you're like, if I saw him, I would be like, that guy looks like he's like got, you know, kind of got his shit together. And it is so like, and it's so hard to describe that too.
That's
to like,
all that's good and bad is confidence.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's all it is.
And it's also like our kids are like, oh, well, he's not good looking. Or like, you know, it takes confidence to be like, you don't actually need the hottest guy at all because the hottest guy might have no confidence or no brains
and
no
hand.
Sense of humor. And a small hand. And you'll be surprised as you get older, the people you might be attracted to that aren't model
standard,
gorgeous.
Quote unquote.
So when I was getting my hair done yesterday, the guy was like, everybody is of a higher level of attractiveness on Love is Blind. Even though we may not be attractive at first, they are attractive people. So you would kind of think the way that they initially present themselves, that they would be confident. And that's why it's kind of interesting, Love is Blind, because then you get to really see their personalities, their insecurities, when they can't just boast their physical.
Yeah. Well, if you want to be the hottest person, just be confident in bed. That's all it is. Mm. Does not matter what you look like. It is who you are as a person.
You know that really young, cute young couple?
Yeah.
And the guy's 25?
Yep.
Is everything okay there?
No, it's not going to go great.
Oh, shit. Is anybody great?
Nobody is great. Nobody. It is.
Oh, whoa. Shocker. You get engaged to someone you've never seen before and it's not going well. This is TV.
The one or two are great. They left. They're like, forget this. Leave it to a mom to be like, this is such bullshit.
She leave with a guy?
Nope. Just like, I'm fucking done with this shit.
She's like, take me to The Bachelor.
So I think the thing is that the problem with these shows are that you create it's like texting. So if you date someone, okay, online and you don't see their faces, like I always tell my kids, if they're going to date someone, FaceTime and talk to them, because when you're texting, and nowadays all these kids are texting. Let's take a quick break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
They're not talking, they're texting, and then you create who you want in your head and you read the messages as you think they would be, and then you're disappointed by who they are in real life.
So even the sound of their voice.
I even do it with my husband.
What do you mean?
Like when he texts me, I see a different, like I will hear a different voice than what he, when that, than how he would say it. Then I've known him forever, so I can only imagine what these people are doing when they're reading it. And then of course you're going to be disappointed because you've created what you want.
It's actually a really good show for kids to watch. I thought the movie I watched last night was also a really good, even though there is nudity and sexual stuff. It's only, it's 14 plus, so it's for our kids.
We have two that are 14.
If I have an 8-year-old in my house, it's got to be X-rated to not be able to see it in my house. So 14 plus, that's like cartoon. Disney.
It's like Disney for you.
Yeah. That's Disney in our house. But those kind of things are so interesting to be able to like say, like, do you see how odd this is? This is what a lot of your friends are basically doing. Love is blind. You're dating people you've never seen.
Yep. And a lot of grown-ups who are divorced. Like when you go on dates and stuff, you want to talk to them. You like want to create who they are because you're like, oh my gosh, like I could love this person. You perv their social media. You look at them and I'm like, oh no. I think if I was to be single, I think I'd go dark on everything. So they couldn't create who I was. And then I'd meet them at like before. We'd have to go.
Those people are red flags.
We'd have to FaceTime right away.
Yeah.
And have car, like, I want to see.
Oh, I don't know if I could. I'd love to play the game for a while because I would be pretty sure that, like, at the end of the day, they weren't going to be disappointed with what they got. So I would be like, I just want to, just for fun, have a little bit of, like, I'd love to play the game for a while because we never got to do it.
I would be so hard to date right now. I would, like, look at the sheets you have.
Oh, God.
I would look at the shoes you wear.
I know.
I would get the ick. I would get the
way you blow your nose.
If you blow your nose in the morning or at night, I would walk out. We'd break up.
I feel like we'd be like, I blow my nose after the shower.
I told you, you sound like, don't do that. I said, but you can do that to me. I'm not trying to sleep with you.
I think it's weird when people don't blow their nose after they get out of the water.
Don't ever do that.
Because then they always have like.
If you are dating someone, don't ever blow your nose in the shower or when you get out of the shower.
Not until you're married.
You know, like if you're dating someone, don't go blow your nose ever in the shower or out of the shower.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
But also red flag. If you don't blow your nose when you get out of the water.
I don't blow my nose. I don't need to blow my nose.
But don't you feel like you always have something in there?
Nope.
I think you do.
Nope.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
I'm not like this.
No, you're more like.
I think it's
going to blow it out.
No, because I have a deviated septum.
How'd you get yours?
Fuck, I'm probably born that way.
I kind of feel like mine's right here.
Me too. I think we all have one.
And then so I have to sleep kind of like this.
Yep.
To leave. Anyways.
I have the same.
Yes,
I have the opposite
side. I know it would be really hard. I mean, you know, there'd be so many
And the way
things.
They kiss and the noises.
Because
and then,
because we don't have that fantasy of like love conquers all anymore because we're smart enough to know that after the initial love, then they have fingernails. Then they have nose
thin
blowing.
Lips.
So many things. Teeth.
Uh-huh. And teeth get crowded when they get older. They all move.
Crowded, colored.
Yeah.
You know who did have great teeth?
Who?
The girl, Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah, she had great
9 years
of braces. I mean, good.
Yeah. They were so white and perfect and beautiful. And he said to her, the first thing I know, she goes, what's the first thing you noticed?
Your teeth.
And he goes, do you want to be PG? She goes, and he is like, your teeth. And she's like, I noticed your beautiful eyes. And he goes, she goes, what were you going to say if it wasn't PG? And he's like, you've got big boobs.
Oh, no, he's such a loser. No.
You've got boys. Men are just a bunch of boys. I guess the first thing he probably was like, I could play with those.
Yeah, totally. Like
if I was in love with Blythe, I would explain myself
to a T.
Nobody, are you not allowed?
No, I think you are. I would just give a lookalike. Mm-hmm. And I'd go low.
Really low?
Yeah, I'd be like, well, you
Who
know.
Who would you give? Let me think.
Like, I would maybe give Britney Spears now.
That's good. Just say.
Say now.
Now.
Yeah, Britney Spears today.
Today.
Yeah. Like eye makeup always down at night. Like
that's a good one.
Yeah, my hair is always
that's
a little bit messy.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah.
Somebody sent me a
except not the sexy dancing. Don't expect that. Just sort of the
just sitting.
The hot mat kind of just imagine Britney Spears today when you see her dancing.
No dancing.
No dancing.
Oh my God, so good. Yeah. That's actually perfect.
If I'm drinking, dancing.
Britney Spears, now dancing. Mm-hmm. I had someone say like, oh my God, I was watching this movie and she reminds me so much of you. I looked her up and I looked at her. I was like, I totally see it. But she's not famous enough that you would know her. And now I forget who she is. I'll have to go back and ask the woman again.
Oh, come on. Get someone.
But she was kind of like, no, it was too good. I mean, I guess she was kind of average. So maybe, yeah.
She was
pretty. I wouldn't want it. She was too elegant for me. Maybe let's say.
Okay.
I would love, you have to pick it for me.
Okay. I'm going to sit with this for a minute. I'm going to find you someone because they can't be good.
No, they can't be good, but it has to be like in the genre.
What's your genre?
I don't know. Britney Spears is yours.
What mood
it's a great
are you,
one.
What mood are you in?
No, I mean, it has to be, it can't be my mood. We're talking about physicality.
Yes. Sometimes you are like.
No, but for these guys, it's a physical thing.
Yeah,
you're describing
yourself. I know. I'm trying to figure that one out, who you might be. There was someone who once said you look like a bachelorette.
I don't know which one it was. I can't remember.
I'm going to find it for you.
You look like a bachelorette, someone said.
Yeah, that girl. Allie. Allie, yeah.
Right. That's a good one. That's actually a good one, too.
Candace Burley. Yeah, thank you. That's a good one. So, you know, I need Britney Spears like trashy.
Okay.
Because that would be, but unless they like the dirty, then they're like, oh.
Nobody wants to marry Britney Spears now.
You never know. Except that could be a fantasy. That looks like a bag of fun running around. I mean, you like Post Malone in his dirty era, so I don't know.
Too skinny now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Jelly roll.
His wife would murder me, so never mind. I don't even know who Post Malone's partner is. I know he's got one. He's got a baby. I have no idea what it is.
If you're on a new date and they let it rip, are you breaking up with them?
Out loud or smelling?
Oh, out loud.
But does it smell?
That's your line is smelling. Mm-hmm. They can let it rip.
It was an accident.
No.
He laughed. And he was like, I cannot believe that just happened. That's never happened to me before.
Okay, no.
And he's laughing and it smells like nothing.
He is so handsome and he's great, but he lets it rip.
Loud, but no smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when Max does it, I find it super charming.
He's a 12-year-old. He's not a grown-up.
I think it's funny.
So you'd be okay
if
with
it was an accident. Not if it's like, if he was like us, okay. I'd be like, oh, so are you fucking kidding me?
So he has to be hot.
He bent over and he accidentally did it.
Oh, no.
He's so embarrassed. Okay. He's also laughing.
What if he does it all the time?
No.
Okay.
But I'd just say stop that. If he was like everything else good, I'd be like, you know, that's inappropriate.
Okay.
Don't fart out loud.
But you're allowed to.
No.
You wouldn't do it.
I would never fart in front of someone I was dating until I was married to them. I've never farted in front of a boyfriend, ever. I could never imagine. Mark had never heard me fart before we got married.
Seriously?
Oh, God, no.
How did you hide your...
You know, when I used to have to fart, like, a lot, it was more like either I'm in a position, like, flying with you, or right before bed, when I finally... charming. I finally laid down, I could be like...
But he'd be in the shower.
No.
You're dating him.
Oh, I just wouldn't do it.
You just hold it in.
Yeah, like,
clench it.
Yeah, it would just go away. But I loved, once we were married, making a really loud sound fart in
how,
the bed.
Like right away? Like you're married and...
No, probably took a while. I don't even think the first house, you know?
Oh, I just took it to the second house.
Second house. Your baby after baby. But
You know you're old. Just how you know you're old.
And Mark doesn't.
Bark. I bet you he does. He's just not around you. He for sure lets it rip in the car.
What kind of a man?
He farts in the car.
Why doesn't he do it in front of me?
I want to know if he laughs when he farts. So that's
I don't
what
think
I,
so.
So what I was thinking is, I'm like, when you wake up in the morning and you have lots of farts, you're old. Like if you can fart in the morning when you wake up.
I really feel like farting right now. Like, I have a gas bubble that is building as we're talking about this. And I think I have to go to the bathroom. That could be it. But it is like going, whoop, whoop. Like I could fart. I wouldn't trust it right now.
It would be a shart.
It could be a shart. But I love loud farts.
But not with your boyfriend.
No. I think that's kind of a question we would all answer. What if you were dating a guy and he was farting out loud?
You love farts, though. I don't love them.
Oh.
Like, I feel like you...
No, I only like them when they're, like, funny.
And, like, at the right time.
Yeah, like, not just for nothing.
Right, not just because he's on the couch and he lifts it up.
Oh, no. Like, what are you? Go to the bathroom.
I have to ask you a question. Let's take a quick break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There was...
no one in my houses are big farters, actually.
Oh, come on to my house.
I know. I love that.
So yesterday, he's like, do you want to hear me? I'm like, do you want dinner? He's like, do you want to hear me let it rip?
Yes.
And I was like,
yes.
I'm like, no, I actually...
Not her husband.
No. He's my son.
Oh, my God. I really have to... I'm like, what? I haven't had to go to the bathroom like this in a while.
Really? I was going to ask you a question. Are you serious right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I think I really have to go.
Like number two.
Like, I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Do we just let you go? I was going to ask you if you, there was this thing on Tamron Hall where they're talking about brushing your teeth in the shower.
Yeah.
And there was like, people were like, what? I'm like, what? People don't brush their teeth in the shower?
I know you do. And you know, I don't.
Why don't you?
I understand the killing two birds with one stone. I don't like the idea of toothpaste on my face.
Why would toothpaste get on your face when you're brushing your teeth in the shower? Why is it any
well,
different?
Where do you spit? It's just, no.
You put water in your mouth and then you go.
I understand it. I think Mark might. He has definitely, I've definitely seen him do it, but it's not regular.
You'll pee in the shower, but you won't brush your teeth.
Just the two things.
That's grosser.
That's out. I'm not saying it's gross. This is not my, I don't think anything. I would never judge anybody for anything that they do in the shower or whatever, in the bathroom. But it's not part of my routine. I need to brush my teeth before I get in the shower, and I would never brush after. The first thing I want to do is brush my teeth. Okay,
it's kind of why I have a shower.
Yeah, I get it. I get
so
it.
So I can brush my teeth, go pee.
One of the reasons I have a bath at night is to take off my makeup.
Do you pee in the bath?
No.
But you'll pee in a pool. Tricky.
Nobody knows that.
Everybody.
I would never do it in your pool, by the way, because I feel like that's
not everybody true. Knows you pee in the pool.
If everybody's going to pee, I'm not
going to
be sitting there peeing, not my pee.
No one's going to pee. Our kids all get out of the pool to pee, which is insane. Not my pool. She's totally lying. I bet guaranteed she pees in. Well, we'll just sit here and chitty chat. I'd love to know if you pee in the shower, pee in the pool, pee in the bath. And if you do, is it weird? Does your husband, did you find it gross if they peed in the shower too? Hot tub. Would you pee in a hot tub? I would never pee in a hot tub. I feel like that yellow would just float right on up. Like it would like come and be everywhere and you would see it. My pool is really warm though, so you wouldn't even know if you actually did pee or not pee. I'm sure people pee in my pool and my chlorine is not that high. I should actually probably bump that chlorine up because of the pee in the pool with that many kids. You know? It's a situation. I do find pee in the pool. I'll pee in a lake though. 1000% I'd pee in a lake. I'd pee in an ocean. I mean, if the whales get to do it and the dolphins and the fish, why would I not get to do it? There's sperm in the ocean, for gosh sakes. Whale sperm, dolphin sperm, fish sperm. There's so much sperm in there. And I'm assuming the animals, mammals, fish, whales, whatever. Yeah, they also birth in the ocean. So that's all in there. And I'm sure they also menstruate in the ocean. So peeing in the ocean, lake, I'm assuming 1,000% would be totally okay. I'm not sure, though, if I was dating someone and I saw them pee in the shower, if I'd be okay with that. I'm going to have to ask Natalie that one. Are you okay if they... I don't know why people find it gross. I don't really get why it's gross. The water washes it down. Your feet wash it away with it. Maybe it's just like a boundary thing. Yeah, I'm not really sure about that one. Let's wait for Newt's skin flute to come back. Mm-hmm. This is taking longer than I had expected. Quite a lot longer than I had expected. Do, 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 do. You okay? We are still recording, kid.
Oh, I didn't stop. So, does your husband brush his teeth in the shower?
Yep, sometimes.
But not all the time?
No, because he showers in the morning. I shower at night. So he's got to shower. He's got to brush his teeth at nighttime out of the shower.
Oh, but does every time you have a shower, he brushes his teeth?
I don't watch him shower.
I know, right?
I'm not interested in watching mm-hmm. anyone shower.
I know.
I'm not like, when I walk in and him in the morning showering, I feel awkward.
They're just such big naked bodies.
Yeah,
eh?
I just feel awkward.
Like it's when little boys walk around naked.
Yeah.
It's like so cute. It's just like, a big naked man.
Yeah, no.
A small naked man, probably not as bad.
And everything's all glass. I feel like I'm like, ooh, hey, sorry about that. You know, I'm married to you, but ooh.
And also, your shower is so big in glass.
It's like a porno studio.
He's standing there. You could see everything.
Yeah, it's 360.
Mine is really small, so I can only see one angle. Like, that is full standing. Like,
that's nudity.
Like, if your daughter accidentally walked in when he was in there.
She doesn't even come in our room anymore. She does not want to walk into the bathroom and see no one wants to see maybe.
Does your husband does he take off his clothes like in the shower room or out of the shower room? And when he comes out, does he walk around naked? I've seen when you're in the room, does he walk around naked?
Oh, no, because his closet's in the bathroom.
That was a really good move you got there.
And I always
never thought about that.
I always have the curtains open and he knows. He's like, his whole room is.
What curtains?
Like I open up the curtains and you can see right through.
Oh my God, I never thought about the fact that his closet, that is so amazing that he can be fully done before he walks out of the bathroom.
Yes, that's why he does it, because he wakes up super early in the morning and I don't.
So you never have a naked body walking around?
No, just when I walk into his space and I'm like, oh my God. And you know how I feel if I find them on the toilet. I won't even look.
Have you ever walked into the bathroom and he's naked on the toilet?
No.
Oh, yeah, I have.
No, see,
I'm like, whoa!
I feel like that's my toilet area. Like that.
Where's he supposed to go?
I don't know, but I feel like.
I know what you mean.
Don't.
I don't know where Mark goes to the bathroom.
But well, he'll be in there sometimes and I'll walk in and I'll be like, it's like I can't unsee it.
Because
there's something unnatural about a man sitting on, there is something.
Well, also, that bathroom has so many things he could do in it. If the door is closed, you don't just assume he's going to the bathroom. He could be getting dressed.
Oh, as a married couple, the door is always open. You don't like, there's no privacy when you're in the bath. Like he'll come in and I'm always peeing with the door open. Oh. So there's no, he doesn't know if I'm going.
That's not weird seeing us on the toilet.
I know. So when I see him, I'm like this. Literally, it's a vision I can't unsee.
Does he have a phone in his hand?
I don't look, Natalie. I walk and I'm like this. Like literally, when I say literally 700 times, it is a fact. I walk in and I feel embarrassed and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my. And then I almost close my eyes and get what I like. I'll run in and then I run out like a little kid. I'm like, I just don't want to know what you, I don't want to know you did what you did. And I don't want to imagine how much toilet paper you had to use. I don't want to.
I just ask, has he ever does he ever peed on the main floor? I don't see him in the main floor bathroom. Like maybe when we're drinking?
It's a great question.
I know. I never like see him go there. I can't imagine he fits in there.
I need to pay more attention to him in there.
I don't think so. This could be the end of the thoughts of them ever going to the bathroom or showering or pooping.
I guess I'm fine with the pee.
Yeah.
But if you sit down when you pee, immediately no.
Mm.
Like if you...
Because then you could be pooping.
If I see you sitting down the toilet, we're probably not having sex for a week.
Oh, just a week.
It's scarred in my head.
Otherwise, it would be... Every day.
No, I mean like a week on top of that. Like what was just happening. It's like add a week.
It's been three months.
Guy.
Out a week.
He can't even go to the bathroom without me being like, oh, but that would be universal.
I feel like you had sex last night.
No.
The night before.
Nope. No, not a very long time.
I mean, it's by the sound of the conversation today. I felt like it was.
No, no, I'm definitely fighting something.
Me as well.
No, I really am.
Yeah, me as well. I drank your Diet Coke. I'm sick now. So sick. I don't feel well.
It's like in the back of my throat.
Yeah. And I have my period through my jeans.
Exactly. No, I'm tricky. I'm not the easiest. I don't like a lot of things and I get turned off very easily. Mm. My turn off valve is very low.
I don't think that you're alone as a woman.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
When I hear the list of things that women say, I'm like, hadn't even considered that one. I got my laundry list of my own, but hadn't considered that one.
Yeah, I think women are, and the older we get, the trickier we become. I feel like I would love to hear my husband's icks about me. I would love it. I would love it.
I feel like they wouldn't be like any gross things. You know, I don't think there's anything that they would think is gross about us because I guess we're women and they're men and we're just so like lovely.
I don't think he pees in the shower.
I don't think he does either. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
He thinks it's weird. I pee in the shower. Oh,
yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah,
but I can't believe.
I don't know if Mark does.
I can't believe you don't talk about that. You should ask him that. That's fundamental marriage questions. Do you pee in the shower?
I didn't pee
Mark
in the shower.
Mark doesn't blow his nose. After either. That's why I was so shocked when you did it.
I know. And then I was like, wait a second. Everyone's like, I'm like, doesn't everyone, then whoever we were with was like, obviously you don't go without getting the shit out of your nose.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do that either. Thank God.
I mean, if Mark does, he does it quietly, but I assume he does it.
Pees. You don't know if he pees. We don't know if he pees. We don't know where he poos, and we don't know we don't know if he blows his nose.
I don't know where.
Are you sure you're married to a real person?
Two or three people in my house poo.
Is he AI?
Like my head? I mean, you've never seen your daughter poo, right? She probably doesn't poo.
Oh, that's a great point.
She's like Teddy. Taylor will do it, but it's very uneventful.
They're going to be so thrilled with us right now that we are talking about their bowel movements on a sex Friday. You're welcome to everyone who's listening.
I have one who's just such. You know, there are a lot of men. Like it's like people talk about it.
I'd break up with them.
They go in the bathroom for so long.
Because they get naked.
Yeah, well, there's that too. But even just sitting on the toilet for a long time, I have so many. I have a friend who does it. And she would sit so long their feet would go numb. And her husband would be like, you need to get off. I don't know what happens from beginning to end.
They're on their phone.
But
it's relaxing. They're waiting for it to come out.
So I'm curious. When you sit down, does some come out? And then do you, if you're still sitting there, are you waiting for more?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Because my body does not work like that.
Yeah, you wait for a long time.
And then I'm like, so then maybe like 10 minutes later, something else comes out? That's magical. It must be so exciting when you're like, oh, something else is coming.
You know, the thing about people getting naked when they poo, and if you don't know this, this is a real thing. They take off all their clothes to go number two. And I'm like, okay, so what if it's cold?
Listen,
they don't feel it.
My boys, in the middle of winter, walk around the house in their underwear. I'm in wool socks, a tracksuit. I'm got a blanket every night. After they get clean, underwear.
What happens if they're on vacation? Do they get naked? Is it only when they're at home or are they going to be at a girlfriend's house or boyfriend's house and get naked?
Like after they get clean?
No, like are you going to get naked to go number two everywhere you are?
Okay, so we heard about this through our audience. It's like one of those things where I knew someone I knew had did it, but I didn't really think about it. And then we have heard through our audience that people do it.
In fact, grown-ups.
There are people that do it at work. Men only.
Get Nick, take off their suit to take a
deuce. That's what they've told
us. Where do they hang up their gear? Where's their gitch? Does it hang? They take their shoes and socks off?
I feel like it might be one of those bathrooms where it's like a nice office where it's like ceiling to floor.
So you have to be rich.
Yeah,
you have to have a good job.
Nice place. Yeah, you have to have a good job.
Because I'm assuming if you're working at Harvey's
for
the local, like, you know, on the line cook, you're probably not getting naked in the...
At some of those, it's like individual. You get the key. And once you're in there, it's your own oasis. It would be gross, though. But
I'm trying to think of what place would have its own private washroom.
I don't know an adult that does that. Gets naked and goes to the bathroom. But I know we've heard it exists.
Well, the one we know who's a child, I wonder if they will continue or if you grow out of it.
The child I know doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, it was a stage.
Mm-hmm. I think that they would love to do it, though.
But they realized I don't have time to get naked every single.
But when that person is probably a bachelor living in his own apartment,
they will get naked.
100%.
Just roll in, be like, this is a ritual. I'm going to get I would
go online dating in the toilet.
First of all,
naked.
If I was,
are they hot?
I would be nervous at someone. If, okay, first of all, my husband, if I knew he was dressed and I walked in on him, then with his clothes on the floor and he was taking a shit and then he put the clothes back on, I think we would get the papers going right away. I think I would be like, sorry, you spend time taking off. Kids walk in. If it's the middle of the day. And
sorry. Everybody who does that locks the door.
Oh.
Yeah. So if that's your thing, you have a lock on the door, including the one that used to do it in my house.
You lock it?
Of course you lock it.
It is. Oh.
Yeah. No, they're not going to be caught with their pants down taking a shit. No way.
Pants off.
Oh, I know. Even their shirts, their button down shirts
about
apparently.
Socks?
I think the socks are, no, the socks stay on for sure.
I need to hear from you guys. If this is something that exists in your house, we'll do it anonymously. We'll do it anonymously.
Do you have any man in your life that gets buck naked?
Or a woman.
To shit. And if there's a woman, holy shit, I want to know everything.
It's not a mom.
Who's got, because there could be an emergency.
And all the, I don't lock the door ever. And there's always someone in there with me.
I would never lock the door for emergency purposes.
No, me neither. And there's always someone who wants to come in and get something.
Does your husband ever lock the door when he goes in the bathroom?
I would never. I don't mean to check. When I walk in there, it's by accident and it's always open.
So that's a no. Do you have a lock on that upstairs bathroom?
I think so. I never used it. I'm just always, it's just a wide open policy.
My naked one, always used to lock it.
Huh.
I get really scared when anybody locks bathroom doors because I'm like, how am I going to, actually, I know how to pick the lock. It's okay.
Well, welcome to the Friday. Let us know. we gave you the secrets to how to be good in bed and weird fetishes of toilet team.
Just so you know, when she gave him the confidence to have sex, he got on top of her and stuck his penis in between her thighs and came. And she was like, those were my thighs.
Who said that?
In the movie I was talking about, the girl, J-Lo, had to get the guy to be confident. He stuck his penis between her thighs. She was like, get on top. And then he came.
He didn't know.
He said it still counts. She said, it doesn't count. He said it counts. It's really funny.
That sounds terrible.
It only lasts like 10 seconds.
Perfect.